All right, welcome to the next episode of Comes Naturally Podcast. We are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody, and our special guest today is
Eric.
Yeah, so
Mr. Mungar.
Yeah. All right, so on today's episode, we are doing Torture Theater. It was my pick this week. So I picked Dragon Slayer, 1981 classic.
Give the
Oscar nominated.
Oh, don't. Yeah. Give a brief rundown so people know what we're talking about. Like, tell them the actors and.
So the one you'll know.
That one guy from that one movie.
Yep. So there is, two, I guess you'll know. One is actually in the movie prominently.
Yeah.
The lead actor, Peter McNichol, who you may know from classics like Ghostbusters 2. Eric, would you like to do your impression?
He is Vigo. You are like the buzzing of flies to him.
Oh, God. And that's why he's here. He's also in Ally McBeal and other things, but it doesn't really matter. He was in Dragon Slayer, so that was well worth it.
First credit on IMDb for him, so it looks like first film or TV job.
Definitely.
Should have been his last.
No. Sophie's Choice was next? I mean, come on now.
Yuck.
If you don't know the story of the classic Dragon Slayer, the plot is a wizard's apprentice takes upon his wizard master's task of going and killing a dragon. So there you go. That was the premise of the movie. And then he meets a tomboy who's a super hot girl underwater, but not above water somehow.
It's called lensing. It's what happens under
lensing.
But yeah. They did show 1.5 butt cheeks and a third of a nipple.
So yeah, we did see at least
that,
one nipple.
That was there.
We saw Peter McNichol's fruit basket, so that was unpleasant.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah. Trust me, ladies.
Do you think
the carpet matches the drapes?
When he, hey, pubehead.
Pubehead.
Do you think when he filmed that scene, like, did you think, like, he was, like, setting a precedent for himself? He's like, yeah, dude, I'm just going to show dong and butt cheek in all my movies.
We never saw dong, though. We just saw.
Well, no, you know, but that was the next step for him. Yeah, he's like, in this movie, fucking Ally McBeal, I'm hanging just, dong at some point.
One day I'm going to walk on the set just flipping the dick everywhere.
So disappointed Ally McBeal wasn't on HBO. So
he's like, I can't show what? Oh, barely get an ass on this show. So in this movie, so we'll go over real quick before we go. We'll start with our special guest and his impressions of this glorious masterpiece that was nominated for 2 Academy Awards.
For what, though?
Visual effects.
Which the only other nominee was?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay, so
it didn't win. They didn't say it won. Yeah.
It just got nominated.
It's you know what they say, right? It's nice to be nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
How many nominations do you have, Mike?
14.
So lying. Okay, cool. Yep. All for being a lying piece of shit. Oops. In the other known person that's in this movie that isn't actually in the movie very very much at all is Ian McDermott? Not McDermott. What's his last name?
McDermott.
Oh, it is McDermott, yeah.
Yeah.
He is Chancellor Palpatine, Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars movies, if you don't know who that is. But, like, seen, like, for, like, half a second at one point in this movie. Brother Jacobus was his name. Super fucking weird name, but whatever.
Yeah.
So the overall premise, he has to go slay this dragon, and he's, you know, doesn't believe in his powers, and he gets all cocky because he knocks a mountain down, and shit happens. But yeah, anyways, Dragon Slayer. So we'll start with our special guest today, Eric. What were your thoughts of this movie?
I don't remember liking it when I was younger.
Liar.
It wasn't.
You were so fucking excited about this movie.
No.
You even said, I remember watching this movie and being excited.
I remember watching it. I don't say I loved it. It was not great. It was okay at its time, but you try watching it now and it's not good.
Well, I wouldn't say not good. I mean, it's not.
It's good to make fun of while you're watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of phallic symbols in this.
Brillo head.
Yeah, Brillo head. You got Pube head, which is the lead actor. You have Captain Penis Helmet, who gets the short end of the stick, if you know what I mean.
We made a game at one point trying to find out how many heads in the movie look like some sort of genitalia.
Yep.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was bad.
So anyways, Eric, you were saying, not a great movie, one of your favorites.
It was definitely, like I said, when I was younger, I remember watching it. It was great at the time, but not a movie you can watch now and take serious.
No, not at all. Not at all. Michael, would you like to ring in your 2 cents? Yeah,
full disclosure, I was completely disengaged while watching this movie.
Like, no. It was so engaging, though.
Wait, you weren't looking up info on Twitter like you told me?
No,
90% of your time was on your tablet?
Yeah, I was totally just messing around on my iPad for most of the movie.
Oh,
and
my God.
Staring out the window for a little bit of it, too.
He did have some good reflecting moments I saw staring out the window.
Yeah, like
I was
when
like,
his eyes were shut.
Am I watching this? Yeah.
I think he was jealous of the penis helmet. But
Captain Penis Helmet.
Needed a penis helmet. Why don't we have penis helmets for this podcast?
Because
it'll make it so visual.
Because that costs money.
Oh, okay. But no, the acting was pretty rough. It was the other nomination for an Oscar was musical score.
Yep.
And I don't know what they thought a musical score should be back then, but it was super awful and over the top, and the music didn't match. Like, that was the first thing I noticed. The music did not match the tone of what was happening at all.
Again, nominated.
Yeah, nominated. So, which leads me to believe there was this movie had a score, and whichever movie won had a score, and no other movies were scored.
Much
that
like
year.
Special effects.
No, if I recall right, there were 5 movies that got nominated that year, and I'm looking it up right now.
But I mean for special effects, you have Raiders of the Lost Ark and you have Dragon Slayer. That's a tough fucking choice.
Oh, totally tough choice.
We had fire. We had a dragon.
We had 200 million.
You had the big storm at the end, which I'm pretty sure they copied from Raiders of the Lost
Ark.
It did
kind of look like that, right?
You do have the fact that the movie did not make back what it cost to make.
Oh, it's true. We looked it up. So the cost of the movie was $18 million, and it made $14 million in theaters. So,
but
just shy.
Yeah, make up that money on the DVD or the I'm sorry, the VHS sales
and
or
beta
sales.
And laserdisc beta. Yep.
So.
Beta's a tape format that actually should have been more prevalent than VHS, but VHS was cheaper and not as good, so it went out. So that's what always happens. Thanks, Phillips.
Yeah. But so. But other than that, it was a bad movie, man, and like
it's a twice nominated Oscar.
Okay, and it was a bad movie, man. And
being the ugliest prom queen was still being the ugliest prom queen. I think what Mike's saying.
It, like I said, it was good for its time, but
that
time definitely outdated.
That has definitely passed.
But yes. 33 years ago, that time was a time, and this was a movie 33 years ago.
Wow.
Munger just did the math, made himself feel really old right now.
Don't worry, Munger.
No comment.
Yeah. So, Joseph, what were your thoughts on this glorious masterpiece?
So, I think that's the first time I've ever seen the movie. And
you're welcome.
It was awesome watching it this one time and watching it with everybody else. But should it ever happen again that it comes on TV, which I don't even think anybody in their right mind would actually buy the rights to,
which,
to
real,
put it on
quick,
TV.
Going
pretty
into
sure it's
this movie,
probably free by now.
Yeah,
going into this movie, I thought I had never seen it, but watching it, it reminded me that I actually had seen it once a long, long
closet
time ago.
Fan.
No, what happened is when you grow up with no satellite or no cable, you get what I always called ghetto vision. You get the 3 channels plus Telemundo, but you can't understand that. This was like one of those Fox Sunday afternoon non-football season things that they would show on at like 3 p.m. on Fox.
They just need a movie
Meet
to
the
fill
Press
time.
And
it's one of those things from a distance. Like the TV's on, it's on that channel. So from a distance, you're like, it looks like Conan.
Yeah.
Hell's Dragon Slayer.
Son of a bitch.
Conan's not in this anywhere.
But yeah. So
I was waiting for Sean Connery to show up at one point.
Yeah. So I did.
He's wanted all movie to hear a Scottish accent come out of that dragon.
It would have made it much better. I would have been engaged.
I don't know
a little
about that.
Bit. I'd be like, whoa, James Bond's the dragon? Holy fuck, man.
Yeah.
Where's Jaws at, dude?
Where's Jaws at? Now we're going a whole different direction.
Can we talk? Let's talk about James Bond movies for the rest of the podcast, guys. That'd be exciting.
We haven't got to me yet.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry.
Joe, what were your thoughts on it?
It was a terrible movie. Just an
what?
Absolutely terrible,
terrible
movie.
You're
terrible
right, though.
Terrible good.
Yeah.
There's
terribly
a reason
awesome.
This thing is called Torture Theater.
Torture Theater, so yeah.
It falls within the realm of torture, and it hit theaters at one point.
Acting was bad. The story was just hilarious, unintentionally hilarious.
He's Vigo.
He was a very powerful.
By the end of the movie, the magician, that Chia magician, that
Chia magician. We'll get there. We'll get there. When we go over our recap, we'll get there.
Yeah, then like Mike said, the music uninspiring. I guess it had to be
uninspiring?
Nominated. Uninspiring.
That's the nicest way you could have put that.
No, my favorite part of the music though. My favorite part though is there's no like there'll be scenes no score at all, no nothing, and then like something's gonna happen. Music just doesn't just build up, just goes bah, just right into it, just like right to the point. It's like they don't like that's not an even. It's not a slow swell up. Nope, just boom right on. I was like, holy. God,
I'm
going to
include
damn.
The drum scenes as a part of the music. Just absolutely yeah. horrible.
Oh, man, the drum
the
scene.
Worst drums ever. Just dunk,
the
dunk,
the
dunk,
drum
dunk.
That didn't even drum because yeah. it wasn't hollow.
It was a solid piece of wood. They just went bump, 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 and then grabbed the sheet of metal somehow and shook it with it. Oh, the entrance was awful.
Thunder,
and then
lightning,
my favorite part, though.
Smoke.
So, yeah, you can see Peter McNichol throw the smoke. We'll get there. We'll get there. Anyways. So, anything else you like to say about
no,
your
so
impressions?
What did you think?
So, my impressions, I fucking loved it. I'm just kidding. So I remember watching this movie when I was younger. The reason I brought up Conan is because when I was growing up, me and my brother, we were huge Conan fans. We loved the Conan movies, Red Sonja movie, all that fun stuff. And this was one of those movies got lumped up in those because I don't know why. Because there's swords and shit in it.
Medieval, well, not even really, but the mystical type of
setting. Yeah, I just
setting.
Remember... there was a channel, I think it turned into the Sci-Fi Channel eventually, but it used to be a channel that played all these movies. I remember they played Excalibur, and they played Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer, Red Sonja, Dragon Slayer, played a bunch of different ones. They played like the animated ones too. I remember seeing The Hobbit for the first time on there too. And they always had that block, they always play those. What was that?
Joe? Way better than this movie, the original Hobbit cartoons.
Yes, yes, way better, way better. So I remember watching those and remember this one, and I remembered it fondly for some reason, but I used to drink a lot when I was younger, so that explains a whole lot about why I thought this movie was better than it was. But it fit perfectly into Torture Theater, and unlike the last time we did Torture Theater, I didn't have to pay for this movie other than the fact that I have a subscription to Netflix. So I'm so glad I didn't spend the $15 iTunes is asking for it, by the way.
Oh, 15, wait, 15, for this?
$14.99.
That's just a deterrent to make sure people don't buy it.
Wait, did it give you, or no?
I didn't buy it, so I don't know if it gave me the warning ahead of time.
They're trying to recoup their losses.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
They're like, motherfucker, it cost $18 million to make. We only made $14 million
in box
office. If
a million people buy this, hey, we will make back
money.
He
might still get his residual checks from it.
He probably does, yeah.
Peter McNichol just got one because we watched it on Netflix.
They just tack it on to his Ally McBeal shit. They're like, oh, here's an extra 32 cents.
See, his Ally McBeal check shows up with a Dragon Slayer check stapled to it.
On the outside of the envelope? Nobody's going to take this. Just fucking tag it on the outside. Yeah. It'll be fine.
It would have cost more to mail it, so we just attached it.
We waited till another check showed up. Oh, my God. Someone watch Ally McBeal. Get the Dragon Slayer check out. We can pay McNichol now.
This is the greatest thing I've ever thought of. Just somebody out like, McNichol's getting his cash, son.
It's a little kid running through.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
It's like the scene in Willy Wonka.
Yeah, that's
run,
what I'm thinking of.
Take this and don't let nobody stop you.
Oh, that's fantastic. So yeah, I just remember when I was younger, I used to love these movies, and I think this is one of the ones I love, but I don't know why after watching it now. I know like a lot has changed.
I think it's just because at the time, it was considered good.
Well, yeah.
I mean, this was groundbreaking special effects.
No, it couldn't have been considered good, or it would have made more than $14 million.
It's a different time, sir. There are movies movies now that bomb that have great special effects.
Yeah, you know,
well,
inflation.
I'm not saying if the special effects were good. I'm just saying if the movie was good. I'm saying if the movie itself was good, it would have made its $18 million back.
You can't blame them for making a shitball of a fucking movie. I mean, holy Christ.
Real quick.
Just the opening scene, though.
On like, that, though, are there not movies that have bombed that you have actually liked?
Yeah, anything with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
But, yeah. But, he's not doing so well right now. Real quick, on IMDb, they have the user reviews on here, and the first the first review is a 10 out of 10 star rating. Those fantasy movies such as this are non-existent these days. Give me back the days of Dark Crystal, Jim Henson, and the Gremlins for a family movie. This was also very fun. Okay.
Was that review by Peter McNichol?
No, by not Peter McNichol.
Yeah. Oh, of course it couldn't have been him. It said not Peter McNichol. It makes perfect sense.
He's sitting there. No one's going to know it's me.
So the breakdown of the movie, if you can call it that. So it starts off, Chia Wizard, as we know him for later in the movie, is in his wizard dungeon. I don't know what it is. Making awful-looking soup from one ingredient. And we first see the bit of magic when he waves his hands, and we called it the... not the clapper. We called it the
wave
the
on.
Yep, the wave on, wave off, the waver. And if you can't
see,
you
hear
waving.
Nothing. Yep. You hear nothing at the end of that commercial.
Because the person's waving.
It's just not even like an
not,
asshole.
Not a great,
the light's coming on and off. Yeah. No noise is happening whatsoever.
Yeah, not a great radio commercial, but was great on television. And then he's mixing this. He turns his lights off for mood lighting. The bowl starts to glow. He starts chanting random shit and whatever. And then there's a ruckus, and he gets interrupted and has to go put on his little snake hat and get ready to meet these people that are just, by the way, walk right the fuck in his castle. No, there's no door. There's no stopping. Some old, like, literally, Alfred from the original Tim Burton Batman movies would have stopped these guys better than this fucking old guy did. Just let them walk in. Dude, can't go in there. They push him over. I'm like, okay, well, they're in the castle.
He does have a vision, though, in the soup that he made.
Yes, he did have a vision.
Of what's to come at the end of the movie.
Yep, he knows what's going to happen. So he knows he has to go all Chia Wizard on him to actually be able to beat this dragon, as they like to say. So that was pretty entertaining. And then he goes to greet the people, right? And so Peter McNichol, our star, sorry, I say it, runs out, beats a couple times on this what looks to be a drum but sounds like a solid piece of wood, but worse. Then takes the drumsticks that he uses, grabs this piece of sheet metal and shakes it so it sounds like lightning, and then out comes fucking Chia Wizard the Gray, right?
Through
comes
the smoke out.
Then Peter McNichol throw, you can literally see him throw something down and it bursts into smoke and they're like, ooh. Like
wizard magic.
Yeah. It's horrible. So then he comes out and he does the reverse wave and gets lights to come back on. Does it even start at his fireplace, which is pretty entertaining, which by the way, he didn't use.
Yeah.
And then spouts off some nonsense and blah, 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 and we're on our adventure. He decides to go out, and then Captain Penis Helmet shows up. He is apparently here
he's
to
a dick,
stop
you can say
them.
It.
He is a dick, yeah, just straight up. Here to stop them for some reason. From
yeah,
going
don't really
to
get
dragon.
That.
Don't understand why, even though like his kingdom is under siege from this dragon. And,
but don't kill the dragon.
Yep, don't kill it. I don't understand what.
Oh shit,
doing
my out. Helmet hit something.
Yeah. He's like,
I'm
take
assuming
it off
he was supposed to be some kind of guardian of the dragon.
He did.
Or assumed that they were going to fail and the dragon would be worse on the villagers and local people.
Extremely pissed off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that was interesting. So then he confronts, Chia Wizard, and he decides, oh, I'm going to prove the fact that I can defeat this dragon. Here, Peter McNichol, take this amulet of mine, go up to my chambers, find inside the iron chest, which, by the way, made mostly of wood. Find this dagger and bring it down here. So what does Peter McNichol do? But goes to the window and throws said dagger into some wood and then gets locked in the tower when he basically the Chi Wizard gives Penis Helmet the dagger and says, stab me. Like, he pulls his shirt down, like, all erotic, and like, just stab me, you can't hurt me. Jabs him. The look on his face is like, oh, fuck, this hurts a lot more than I expected it to. I'm just going to drop to the floor, and everyone's like, oh, shit. That dude just Ben Kenobi'd all over the place. Like, oh, he's not disappearing? Oh, bad. Ooh. Ben Kenobi.
Yeah.
So he just dies. And then they burn his body. Glows green, which is fantastic. You see Ricky, the old man from the front door, scoop up his ashes into a bag. And then they just... Then we our hero decides, I'm going to take over. And I'm gonna go and go on this adventure. I'm going to kill this dragon because I have experience. And he's like able to lift the fucking egg and shit. Like, he's like, I've got all these powers now. I can take over. I can somehow slay this dragon. I don't know where that came from. Maybe I missed that part of the movie.
I think you missed the necklace part.
Yes.
The necklace kept trying
necklace
to find him.
Yep, kept on, yeah,
and that's what was giving him the powers.
Yeah, and we did find out during that he did invent the light bulb.
Yes, he did invent the light bulb. Yep.
Right after that. So that was clever.
Because it's witchcraft.
Did it show how that necklace got in the light bulb?
No, it's magic.
He set it on the table.
He kept locking it in the box, and it kept just reappearing.
Well, you know, but then it shows up in the in this bottle that turns into a light bulb, and I was like, huh, that's weird. So I'm just going to break the light bulb, gingerly pull this amulet out of here. Which makes no fucking sense. And by the way, I was going to say, on the reviews, I don't know if you can read this or not, how many stars this has on Netflix, which we just watched it on. How many stars is that?
Empty, that's empty, or it's full.
Nope, those are red, so that means it's...
Okay, just because you're the only one to ever review it.
If I reviewed it, if you have Netflix, you review it, they turn gold. Those are 5 red stars.
Then there are some stupid fucking people.
Does it say how many people have reviewed it?
Of course not.
Oh, okay. Because that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if like a family of 3 retards do it and they can't...
What's it reviewed on IMDb?
IMDb has like a 7 out of 5 or out of 10.
No, it was a 6.5 on IMDb, and then Rotten Tomatoes was like an 85% or something like that. 6.7 on IMDb. And
didn't Netflix used to have reviews? I don't see any written down. Just see like, I don't know, whatever. Maybe the app doesn't, which is stupid. Oh, I don't want to watch that show right now.
Yeah, anyway.
So anyways, so they go on this venture. Shut up, Supernatural. I'm not watching you right now.
don't press Netflix when you're on the podcast.
Apparently. Well, I was in there looking at reviews because I wanted to show you the fact that it was glorious.
Joe was right. A 6.7 out of 10, which is like...
So that's more than half, by the way. So that's a 60, essentially over 60%. If you do math,
dude, one of these 10 out of 10 say an intelligent fantasy movie. No.
Mike is so upset that we even watched this thing.
Yeah, I was so against this. When Cody brought this up, and like my ideal for this podcast, I always thought you should have an actor that everyone could know.
Everybody knew him. He is Viggo.
Yes, he is what made Ghostbusters 2 Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, don't shut your mouth.
You are like the buzzing of flies to him.
No, what made Ghostbusters 2 Ghostbusters 2 is a dancing, walking Statue of Liberty.
Oh, he never danced.
That's what
walked.
Made it.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Danced. He was trying to dance.
She
was trying. Yeah. How do you know it's a she for sure? Maggie dress.
The breasts.
Wait, are we talking about the movie or Ghostbusters?
Meatloaf. Meatloaf and Fight Club had breasts.
So.
Touché. Maybe Statue of Liberty is based on, you know, Meatloaf.
What?
Yeah, whatever, dude. So all I'm saying is Statue of Liberty might be hanging a dong underneath that gown. You don't know for sure.
Bitch Tits Liberty?
Bitch Tits Liberty? Well, it took a lot of roids to get over here.
Jesus Christ.
That's basically what you just said.
His name's Robert Paulson. That's his name from Fight Club, remember? When he dies. I'm sorry.
That's pretty good.
Well, you know, whatever. So, back to the movie. He takes upon the quest, he finds the amulet, figures out, oh, I got slight magic power, now I can twiddle an egg in the air and unrobe an old man.
A minute and a half, he's just floating an egg 6 inches above his hand.
And then he decides he's gonna
let's kill some fucking dragons.
He's gonna steal an old man's bag because it looks too heavy, just dance around him. Then he's gonna derobe the old man for some strange fucking reason.
It was an accident.
Yeah, an accident. Yeah, he wanted to check out that awesome body.
Oh.
Ugh.
Look like death walking around. Yeah. That's why he went, oop, robe back on.
Which was funny when the robe goes back on. You could literally see the trees in the background.
Go in reverse.
Change direction because it's just rewinding it.
Hey, those are special effects.
They got nominated, sir.
Nominated.
Yeah.
Special.
You can't ever take that away from it. That's true.
We could try.
This is an Oscar-nominated movie. Yeah.
I'm reading this, by the way. The impact this movie had, not to get away from the description of this. So during the filming of Return of the Jedi, the ILM crew jokingly placed a model of one of the dragons from Dragon Slayer in the arms of the Rancor model and took a picture. The picture was included in the book Star Wars Chronicles. A creature based on the appearance of this dragon appears in one of Jabba the Hutt's monster pens.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Then listen to this shit. We have touted it. We liked this guy. Guillermo del Toro has stated, along with Magnificent, Maleficent, and Sleeping Beauty, and here's the name of the dragon, by the way. Vermithrax is his favorite cinematic dragon.
Vermithrax sounds like a herpes medicine.
No, it sounds like what you when you have herpes, that's what you actually have.
Yeah. Vermamax.
It's the medical
not Vermamin. You got Vermamax.
He further stated that one of the best and strongest landmarks of dragon movies that most anybody can overcome is Dragon Slayer.
Really? It had no Sean Connery in it whatsoever. Yeah, how can it be?
But again, a lot of the movies at that time that were the same period did not have dragons in them.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, listen to this.
More about those days.
So listen to this shit. George R.R. Martin, everyone's favorite...
zombie guy.
Dragon zombies.
What's wrong with you?
I'm thinking about Walking Dead because like Jesus anything.
Well, I mean, if you include the ice giants as like sort of ice zombies.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah. Anyway. So he has once ranked the film the fifth best fantasy movie of all time.
When? Like right after it came out and there was only four?
It doesn't say. Then Vermithrax is mentioned in the fourth episode of the TV adaption of A Song of Ice and Fire. Book series, which is Game of Thrones.
Vermithrax, the more you say it, it sounds like I have to inhale it to get the side effects correct.
Very true. Oh my god, this is ridiculous. Don't ever read facts about this movie. It'll destroy your liking of anything. Smaug in The Hobbit was based on that creature from that.
I called it.
Oh my god.
I said
god.
It earlier.
It's fucking
when was
awful.
That written?
No, for the animated in the movie.
Oh, so they just saw the dragon. They're
because
like,
if you look at the new Peter Jackson Hobbit movies, he's very serpent-like, and he was very serpent-like.
What they it's could ridiculous. Make serpent-like.
Yeah, I mean, in the fucking puppeteers, awful fucking...
Yeah, there's one effects. Part where the dragon's tail just kind of... You could tell somebody just threw it onto camera scene and just pulled it away. Like, there's no movement to the tail at all.
Or when it crushes the cart that the horse barely escaped from, which, by the way, makes no sense because the horse is strapped in, moved a couple times, and the cart just falls and just runs
Did
off.
Did we even see the horse run away?
Yeah, he runs off.
Okay, he does run away.
And then
okay.
she, like, goes to run and gets caught by the tail. Remember, she runs
gets
in the tail.
Caught by the tail, air quotes,
right
and then holds on to it.
Yeah, it lifts her up and dumps her off. And then...
She sits there and just freezes.
Yeah, there. And then the dragon goes, I'm going to break this cart with my tail. And breaks the cart, which looks like it was made of fucking, you know...
Popsicle sticks?
Maybe balsa wood, yeah. Held together with fucking packing tape. So that was interesting. But let's go back to where we were. So Peter McNichol's character, what is it, Galen?
Galen.
Galen, whatever. Galen. Definitely that.
Definitely gay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Definitely gay until he jumps in that water and sees Caitlin Clark's amazing body under there, which basically is just means that whole fucking lake was filled with beer because there's no fucking way that body came from
so
that.
So drunk, everything got weird.
Yep. And he was shocked when he saw
it. He was.
It.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Because she's been playing up to this point. She's been playing a
as a
dude.
Boy, yes. Everyone thought she was a boy, which makes no fucking sense because she looks like a girl.
I didn't realize watching the movie that everyone thought she was a boy.
No,
it looked like a tomboyish chick. Like,
and then she's like, he's like, oh, don't worry, I'll keep your secret. And she's like, I hope you would. I was like, oh, God, the fucking dialogue in this movie is so bad. What was the one guy, when he does the smoke, he goes, no more smoke, please. I was like,
awesome. My
it's
asthma.
Smoke, dude. Like,
my asthma's acting up.
You're like a wizard. Like, you're like the foreseeing guy for this kingdom of fucking 12 and a half people, by the way. I don't know if you saw that or not. Fucking, there's literally more people in, like, most small towns there was in this whole fucking
Well, it's because
like,
most
castle.
Of them were virgin girls that they fed to this dragon.
Which, they have to come from somewhere. They have to have parents, right? Like...
And once again, if you know that's the faith, I would be getting married at any age to avoid being dragon food.
Get married, obvious. Get fucked, like don't yes. become dragon food.
Wait, which I must point out at this point, why did it have to be? I mean, I understand fantasy wise why it had to be virgin, but like, why did like is the dragon actually checking for this? Is there something that he's smelling in the air?
Oh, he can smell the virgin blood. I don't fucking know. Dude, first off, when they put him on that post, which is basically just put in by hand in the ground because it's not later.
Yeah.
And they have a little spike in the thing, which is barely in the wood, and they hang their shackles up. These bitches are standing.
Yeah.
They're standing on the ground, which means you could jump.
And actually get yourself unhooked and run away.
I'm pretty sure you could probably shake the pole loose
easily
than dangling out of the cuffs.
Yeah, for sure. And then she squeezes her hands out of that thing violently, mind you. Violently just squeezes out.
Super bloody.
Yeah, dude, she's blood coming out. I'm like, that's not helping. He's just like, oh, blood. She's getting ready, all tender. And then, like, Yeah, it was rough. And the other part, too, like, notice later on the movie when, like, she's scouting around for more dragon testicle scales to make the shield.
Explain that. So
I'll get there in a minute, which we bypassed completely because they were already talking about it before. But she's on the side of this mountain, which before we saw on the entrance where they sacrifice everybody is complete charred and the plants are all dead. But this side of the mountain is completely clear, has green grass and like the flat rocks and stuff. And I'm like, how is this place okay if there's dragon scales? Couldn't he be like fucking this place up too? But
nope,
just perfectly fine. He's like, no, this half is my half. It looks good. I'm burning your guys down because you're in the way.
And then she walks right into the dragon's cave, which makes no sense. I mean, I need a couple more dragon scales.
Yeah, it's like,
so I'm going to go into the cave.
Makes no sense at all. No. Like, I don't get it. Like, she goes in there and like almost gets eaten by the little fucking the Muppet dragon that's in there, which is obviously way easier to kill than the fucking big one because one of them got beat to death by a torch. Yeah. Just fucking beat to death. Yep. And it's to go back, the dragon testicle scales, when they first go to the Chi Wizard and before he fucking has Captain Dick Helmet kill him, they give him a scale, which basically looks is just like this piece of like leathery material that easily moves around. Looks like a leaf, basically, with like
Wilson what looks hair.
Like, yeah, like Wilson hair on it. Wilson from Castle.
Wilson!
Looks that like
Wilson.
A flattened ball sack.
It does look like a flattened ball sack. So he determines that this is a dragon scale, and then they show him, the tooth. So they pull out, and he's like, they're like, a claw. And he's like, that's not a claw, it's a tooth. And then you see this fucking dragon later, and the teeth are no bigger than a human finger. And this thing was like a good 12 inches long. It's like, it had one good tooth, it got pulled out somehow, and it's just
that's
gonna
why
go.
I say that what they killed, obviously what they killed were the babies, and then they killed like the teenage dragon. And there's like a mama or a papa dragon in there that's just going to be fucking pissed. Like the movie ended, and just Smaug rose up and just torched the whole place.
They did make reference to when he's asking why they came to him. There were other people that have killed dragons.
Yeah.
So they talk about. So I'm assuming the tooth possibly could have come from one of them.
Maybe. It just fucking makes no sense whatsoever. Horserick? Some of these names. Who fucking thought of these names? Oh, they're awful.
I know. Henchman? Victim?
Simon. There's someone named Simon. Simon. They couldn't think of another fucking weird name for the blacksmith?
They ran out of fantasy sci-fi names.
Valyrian. That's a disease, right?
Yeah.
Valyrian? Something to catch?
You use Verthamax for it.
Got rid of Valyrian, finally.
Thanks for the mix.
Yeah. So then, if the movie would have gone any other way, it would have been. That's how they got rid of it. That's horrible. So they're going on the camp. He dives into Beer Goggle Lake, sees the there's no other way to think about it. Sees Tomboy's got a rack and a booty to go along with it, and is like, dang. Doesn't make a move, just kind of, she swims away and he doesn't go after her. And then they get out and get in dress and she's like, don't tell my secret. He's like, I won't. And he's like, thank you. I was like, so dumb. And then they go
it's
back.
It's important to remember at that point, they find out the reason she's hiding is they have a lottery.
Yeah, so then you find out why it's so important to kill the dragons because she doesn't want to be hit. She doesn't want to hide as a boy anymore. She wants to be a girl. But there's a lottery in this village to basically... or to sacrifice a virgin or an unmarried woman to the dragon to keep peace, even though that fucking whole place looks like a shithole because the dragon keeps killing people. So obviously it's not fucking working. That's obvious at this point. But before they go back, she starts wandering off, and Peter Nichols, oh, my necklace starts to glow, looks in the water like, look at me and my little Jufro hair and pubo dome. And so then... basically he looks like someone mixed Bob Ross and Gene Simmons together.
Or not Gene Simmons,
Richard Simmons together, and is like, ah, poof, action star. So they were wrong, by the way.
Yeah.
So then he gets this vision of like the Captain Penis Helmet getting ready to shoot someone with an arrow. We don't see who it is. We just know someone. So he then runs down the path, sees the old crippled man that couldn't stop him from coming in the castle earlier. Just kind of stopped him. He's like, oh, you're alive. Turns around, got an arrow, and somehow the dude's like blind or doesn't have like knowledge that he's like that the dude's like, can you hear me? He's like standing like a foot and a half away from him, and he's like, I've been shot by the arrow, and I'm like, this is fucking obvious. You have an arrow sticking out of you. I mean, come on now. So then he like falls down, and he's dying, and he like he gives him the bag of Chia Wizard. And then he's like, you know, you have to go on and blah, blah, blah. It was garbage fucking talk anyways. So he does, Pyramid Needle's like, oh, how'd you have this bag of Chia Wizard? Like, he's like, I took it and blah, 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 because he's the one that scooped him up out of the little table they burn him on, which for some reason they didn't explain either. Just burn my body, I'm fine.
Yep.
So then we go on and we finally make it to the kingdom, but not in time, though. Because that's when the first maiden's going to be sacrificed. We haven't got there yet, but they're on their way. So that's when we first see the dragon, and then Mike gets the cringe for the first time. You see the dragon hand? And
yeah.
It comes up, and like it's so such a shitty puppet hand that it hits the rock and moves. Like, it doesn't, like, it, you can't, that little chicken paw would never hold up that dragon. Like, the scale in it is fucking bad. Chicken hawk, yeah. So, like, then the dragon comes out and scares everyone away, and, like, these big warriors are running. It's awful. Somehow Captain Dick Helmet's there already, and, yeah, it's just awful in general. Really
explain. He just keeps popping up at, like, shitty times.
Oh, what they don't tell you is the Dick Helmet lets him transport.
Yeah. Dick Helmet magic.
Yeah.
He presses the hair.
He has to stroke it. He has to stroke it, and then, like, it ejaculates a portal.
Is that better travel than Chia Wizard?
No, Chia Wizard's a super fucking easy. Like, he's just like, oh, I'm going to go over here. Well, from point A to point B, like, before he transmogrifies into White Chi Wizard, which we'll get to hopefully soon, because reminiscing about this fucking movie is torture in itself. But so, like, he just, like, shows up, and he's like, oh, we still have to sacrifice someone, even though that a Dragon Slayer's coming, because I can't stop him. Why the fuck does he want to stop him? I don't understand it. Like, anyway, so then they go, and then... the maiden is almost gets killed. The dragon somehow gives up, goes back inside the hole, which no fucking way that dragon came out of, by the way. There's no fucking way that dragon fit out of the hole. So then it's so awful when he fucking collapses his mountain. He goes, I'm gonna close the hole, and like does like zip zam boom, and like wiggles his nose and shit, like, in the fucking side of part of the mountain comes down.
He's the bed knob.
Yeah. Part of this mountain just, like, falls off, lands and crashes down. He's, like, so proud of himself. And then someone goes, look, and bigger rocks, which don't even look like they're attached to the mountain ever, start coming, like, tumbling down. And then, all of a sudden, what happens? Side of the mountain fucking falls down. What happened? Doesn't kill anything. The whole thing's just collapsed, which, by the way, somehow is exactly the same later when they go back, but we'll go there in a minute.
Well, the dragon cleared it out.
Oh, of course he did, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick my house back up. So then they're, like, standing there, and there's wreckage all around them, but no one is under debris, no nothing. A mountain is completely collapsed on one side to block it in. It's just...
They climb into the one hole that doesn't get covered by rocks.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right? It's so fucking ridiculous. So then they go back, and he's, like, touted as this you know, the hero of the day because he defeated the dragon's home... and then so they're throwing this big party, and he's like, I'm gonna get laid, and then like the tomboy from Beer Goggle Lake shows up, and now she's just a girl, and I'm like, oh my god, that boy was a girl? We never knew. How the fuck couldn't you tell? I mean, she's got a girl face, like, it's ridiculous.
Magic.
Yeah, movie magic.
Movie magic.
So then they come out, and everyone's all these little kids come up, and for some reason are like touching your clothes, like,
oh my god, oh my god,
it's a dress. We couldn't just tell that from looking at it. We have to feel the sleeves. So then Peter McNichol's sitting in the corner against the wall, just entertaining people with his shitty magic, and just goes, bong, there she is. I saw her naked. Now she's in a dress. It looks way better. No, that Beer Goggle Lake made her look way better, no matter what. So then he gets up, and they're like, he's going to go dance with her. And the king comes out, and the princess shows up, and I don't even know what happens. Like, plot.
Penis Helmet shows up.
Yeah, Penis Helmet shows up, and he's like, I can't believe he stopped the dragon. I don't think he's real magic. It doesn't fucking matter. Story making sense anyways. So then they offer to bring him into to see the king, into the king's court. He's trying to do, he basically lifts a bag up, and a chicken shows up. Like, I don't know what the significance of making a chicken appear was, but then the chicken disappears really fucking quickly because no one sees it. Then he tries to levitate a fucking table. Can't do it. The king sees that he's fiddling with something under his shirt, goes, I wonder what that is, walks over there, and as soon as the king's noticing this, the table starts to shake and fall over, and he's like, oh, I can't believe I ruined your table. That didn't look very good. By the way, chicken shit on earlier. The king comes over and like, oh, look at this, snaps the fucking necklace, which doesn't even sneeze snap, just like slips right off his neck.
Worst necklace.
Yeah, by the way, world's worst necklace. This is the source of his power. Lock him up. He's a fraud. Don't know how any of that just happened. Like, I don't know, like, he must recognize the amulet or something. I'm not sure. Somehow they beat him up, threw him in the cell. The princess goes down to visit him in the cell, is like talking about, you know, I believe you're a real wizard and I want to know. And I found out that I'm not ever in the lottery or something garbage like that. Goes and confronts her dad. Her dad says, no, you'll never be in the lottery. You're my daughter. You're not part of it, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm going to go and do something, which obviously ends up being, you know, she's going to sacrifice herself, which is fucking retarded, by the way. We'll get to that again in a minute. Mm-hmm. So then she goes to release Peter McNichol, and the only thing holding the fucking prison cell door shut is a chain coming down with a ring on it that's holding this lever. She pulls the ring off, pushes down a little bit on this, and the door just magically fucking
something
opens.
I would imagine that he could have done himself, like, yeah, just from, I'm sure that like they locked him up and he was just like, hey, and like pushing the ring off himself, and the yeah, guard's just like, no, stop that,
don't hit the ring, it's locking you in here,
god.
It opened like an old-fashioned garage door,
yeah,
but like with, and then it opens with up, but with, yeah, less force, like this is well lubricated, yeah. She's like pushes down a little bit and just goes, just the force that goes, oh, that's all I needed, open. It's like, why are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's how easy it was?
He could have pushed on the door itself
and probably opened it. Yeah.
He probably could have pulled on a little bit to get the handle to go up a little more so the ring just slides off and he goes, and I'm free, bitches.
Magic.
Movie magic.
No, just straight magic. And then the king later on goes, I don't know about your black magic, and somehow lets him have the amulet back, and that, we'll get there in a second. So he escapes. Somehow disappears, but like they see him leaving the town, the village, but he doesn't leave. He ends up hiding at the blacksmith's with the now hot daughter, well, hot
air for this quotes,
movie daughter, air quotes, hot daughter. Then the penis helmet and his goons show up and they're like poking around and stuff. Like, he's got to be here somewhere. I'm penis helmet. I know better. And they don't find him anywhere. And they're like talking about, and the fucking the blacksmith is making a wall hook of some sort. Metal's not hot. He's just clinking, clinking. Not suspicious at all.
Not actually working.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding. Like, it's awful. Like, I was like, ugh. And the daughter's like standing there like, oh, he's not here. So bad. Like, I'd have been like, burn this motherfucker down. Oh, he's under the ground. He's here. So then they leave. Don't even pull like a switcheroo. They don't even like wait outside the door to hear anything. They just leave. They just instantly go over, lift up the anvil, which should have weighed way more than it did.
Oh, yeah.
Easily lifts up with these two sticks. He climbs out. He's like, oh, that was close. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
And then asks the prize-winning question, yeah, blacksmith, do you know how to make a weapon?
It's a fucking blacksmith in a town that has one fucking blacksmith. Who the fuck made the weapons if it wasn't, yeah, for him?
He's all, no, dude, I make clothes, bro. Yeah,
yeah. Well, blacksmith, hello. Yeah. Yeah. So then they cut to a waterfall in this nice green... you know, valley area, and there's this chain going down to the water, and then you see Beer Goggle Lake Girl and Peter McNichol standing there at awe. I'm like, oh my god, look at this, like, it's amazing. What's he doing? Pulling the chain up, and there's this giant metal cage submerged in this waterfall that has this spear in it that for some reason doesn't look sharp, but when they bring it back to the blacksmith thing, they take a horseshoe and it cuts the horseshoe, signifying, like, that it's sharp.
Like butter. It, yep, just cuts it like butter.
The other problem off. I had, though, is it's obviously metal, and it's in water.
And but it's magic metal.
It wasn't rusted at all. No,
no
oxidation.
Not at all.
No nothing.
No. Magic metal. It's because of the metal cage it was in.
But even, yeah, the cage had no rust.
Magic.
No, well, nothing.
Neither the chain that was there. He literally last week put that in there.
Fair enough.
Then it's like, oh shit, Dragon Slayer's here. Let's get the spear out.
What? Yeah, exactly.
Well, and then they call the spear the spear is the Dragon Slayer. Yeah. That's my favorite part. It's like the Dragon Slayer. I was like,
He said the title of the movie.
Motherfucker, you have a weapon called the Dragon Slayer, and now you're bringing it out?
Well, yeah, because they needed the guy called the Dragon Slayer.
You needed Peter McNichol of everybody you could get. You could give this motherfucker to anybody.
Tried to give it to the old guy. He got killed and burned himself.
That was the Chia reveal Wizard. Of that? God damn it, She Wizard. Fucking reveal is awful. So then...
Awfully awesome.
You shut your fucking mouth. So then they go, there's going to be a lottery. He's hiding in plain sight. Only thing that makes him incognito, a hood.
Well, yeah.
Yep, hood's right in front. He's like two people back. I mean, granted, there's like 15 people in this fucking town, so he's like not that far from the stage. But you see all 15 people. Then little the Grand Wizard for... Well, I'd say Grand Wizard. That comes in later. Of the village.
It was the six-fingered man shows up.
Yep, six-fingered man shows up wearing a Swiss Miss hat. he then tells... He's like, we're going to do the lottery out of this dragon-headed horse thing that this big cauldron... Mind you, there's 15 fucking people, so the most tokens that could be in this is four because there's four women, even though they show the pin where Beer Goggle Lake Girl got put, and there's like 50 fucking maidens in there,
yeah.
Which makes no fucking sense. Literally, just get a fucking little horse turd, throw it in that pen, whatever one hits, that's the one you pick. Nope, they have this big cauldron, pull a name out. He says, oh, it's the princess, blah, the king fucking flips his lid, this can't be. Pops open the fucking lid, starts digging through, and it's all the princess. She's like, I'm gonna sacrifice myself, because that makes fucking sense. Which I still don't understand. She's like, this is for all the atrocities of me never being in the lottery.
Yes.
Like,
she felt guilty.
Fucking just so dumb. Like, I don't understand.
It's dumb, but I mean, it gives a little bit of character to her to show that she...
We'll talk about character her in a second. Jesus.
I'm not saying she wasn't dumb.
She's fucking dumb.
Right. I'm just saying,
but
at least she had emotion.
She felt bad that
of course.
Everybody else was put in.
Yeah.
She never was.
I'd have been like, no, there's one name in here. Blacksmith's daughter, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Even worse,
though,
is the 50 girls in the crowd, there must be at least 200 chips in the bowl.
Yeah. he's digging through this. I'm like, is it like Hunger Games style where your name gets put in multiple times as you get older? Like, how's this fucking... It makes no fucking sense. Plus, the entire army, there's like four dudes, and three of them are with Penis Head, Penis Helmet Guy, because like they're on stage with him somehow, and like, this is the worst. Let this fucking like castle and everything just burn. Let this fucking dragon have them, because they're all shitbags. The whole place is a fucking... Just
run down.
Just run down completely. Just leave.
Yeah.
You fucking leave. You got horses.
The
get
more
the fuck
important
out of
thing,
there.
Though, there's not a lot of people in this village. Why not just move?
That's what I'm saying. Get in your fucking horse. We saw horses.
Obviously, on the other side of the lake, ocean, whatever they crossed, nothing. No dragons.
And
no
as we know, there's a lake made of beer.
Apparently, yes, absolutely.
Because that's how that... The homely girl looked hot, like...
That's where I'm setting up my shop.
Yeah, it's like, I'm gonna sell beer from this lake. It's magical. The tomboy looks super hot. Like, makes no sense. Anyways, so then the village is like, we have our sacrifice. Let's go get, like, go sacrifice her. So she dresses to the nines to go get eaten by a dragon, which makes perfect sense. They go, shackle her up. They show, this is where they show them put the fucking post back up with this brand new shiny skull. Little tack in the fucking little hook that has the little handcuffs on it.
And two shims to hold it into the ground.
Yep. The first girl we see, the first maiden we see do this, she's fucking fighting tooth and nail to get out, to get away. Nope, Prince is like, I'm gonna do this. Like, she's not distraught at all. Her fucking head is set to fucking sacrifice herself. So she's going. They just hang her up. Again, standing up, could get away. Nope. A little bit of tension on the chains. She's fine.
Yep.
So then the...
Like, a legit, like, little hop. Could have gotten the chains high enough to get away from it.
Oh, we skipped the death of the preacher. I forgot about this. Before they go back, when the dragon shows back up, we skipped over that part. So we think the dragon's dead. Before they do the lottery again, the princess sacrifices, the preacher, which I think is, if I'm not mistaken, reading this, that's Ian McDiarmid, because that's brother Jacobus.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He goes down there. He's like, we're going to go down and we're going to see.
Not
like,
matter.
Yeah.
Some reason goes back down to the wreckage of the mountain where Peter McNichol pulled down the side of the mountain on the dragon's hole with a couple other dudes. And he's like, I'm going to, like, the power of God is going to save us, blah, 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 and whatever. Then he starts chanting all fucking Bible verse and this and that. And then the ground starts shaking. He's like, oh, shit. Instead of running, what does he do? Watches the ground open up. He falls down to his knees, crawls over to a pit that is now glowing with fire, looks in and is shocked to see a dragon. And then the dragon lifts its head up. This is where we almost get the full view of the dragon for the first time. And burns this dude so fast that his hair just goes bald, like, right off. Super quick, that Eric pointed out.
Yeah.
He dies. Captain Penis Helmet's like, it hears this, and a couple of villagers out there with Brother Jacopus run off. Like, don't try to save the fucking the priest or anything. Just books.
No, he's toast.
Yep. He takes the priest's stick because he shows back up with it later. He's like, I got a stick. The preacher had, like...
The funny part about that, though, did you notice, because Joe mentioned that not only is the opening back where there was a rock slide, but there's no rocks anywhere. It looks identical to before the rock slide came down.
Exactly, yeah. It makes no fucking sense.
No debris.
Yeah.
No nothing.
Dragon was pissed off.
Yeah, Dragon
had
like,
to go sweep his front porch.
Like, oh, then they show back up. I'm going to wreck the ground and come out and burn a motherfucker. It's going to be on. I was like... What the fuck is happening? So skip back forward. Lottery happens. Princess sacrifices herself. They show back up. This is the fucking worst part. So the dragon's going to show up. Everyone's going to run, right? Because they were really brave. They're going to watch the princess sacrifice herself. That dragon shows up. Fuck this. We're out. So they run. Fucking she's not fighting this at all. Somehow gets... Peter McNichol is fighting with fucking Penis Helmet guy. Because, again, doesn't want him to kill him now that he has this awesome spear that they magically resharpened even more. We skipped over that part. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So then he chops loose, and we made the joke of, like, chopping her hands off. We just imagined, like, her sitting there looking at Peter McNichol, like, with
you
these
missed.
Stumps of blood. It's like, you missed the chains. Those are my wrists. But he chops it down. Then this dumb whore, the princess, stumbles her way into the dragon's hole, which, by the way, is... completely back, not covered in any rock, like we said.
Nope.
Stumbles in there. Then Peter McNichol is like fighting with fucking Penis Helmet guy around the post that is the princess was on. So then fight. Apparently Penis Helmet guy has no endurance. He gets super tired and leans against this post. Peter McNichol goes, wait, he's leaning, stabs him through the post, which Joe figured barely looked like it even went into the post, but then he looks down and falls off, and it's just
straight through.
Right through the fucking post.
Through the person.
Yep. Right in the post. There's blood. He's like, oh, I killed Penis Helmet. Hell yeah. Oh, wait, there's a dragon still? Fuck me. So then he goes, I'm going to go save her. Turns around, hears a scream, runs into the fucking dragon's lair, sees these two Muppet baby dragons munch on this bra, like, nom, 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 nom. One's chewing down on an ankle. One's chewing down on her throat area. And he goes, holy shit. Waits long enough for... She's easily dead at this point. Waits for one dragon to, like, keep nom-nomming on her fucking her face.
Nom-nom.
Yeah. And then the other one nom-noms her fucking ankle off and is, like, has it in her mouth, like, a full-on foot in her mouth, in his mouth. He stabs one in the throat. Still hasn't mastered this fucking spear by any chance.
No.
Is just fumbling. Stabbed in his throat. Oh, it killed it. Then decapitates the other one that was nom-nomming on the fucking foot. Right? And he goes, oh, it must be safe from here. Oh. There couldn't be more than one dragon, right?
No.
I'm gonna pick up my shield real quick. Oh, no. You know what? I'm going to set my spear down, too. Then gets fucking cowabunga'd by a third fucking Muppet. Right? He's fighting with him. All he has is a torch. So he fucking beats the brains out of this dragon.
Setting the
like
face
hitting
of
with
the dragon
the fire.
On fire. Like, he could have just held it under there and burned him away. He just beats the shit out of the dragon's head with the torch.
He's like, I'm going to beat him to death, not push him off because he's with arm length of the fucking giant sword and easily is moving. Just beats him, pushes him off, doesn't even make sure he's dead. I mean, just beat him up a little bit with the fucking torch, but doesn't like, I'd walk over, get the spear and go, stab. Like, I'd shank that motherfucker and make sure he's dead. So then stumbles into the dragon's lair. Water's on fire, which would instantly send me the other fucking direction, because if this thing's bad enough to turn to light water on fire, this dude is one. I'm packing my shit up, I'm getting beer goggle girl, and we're fucking bouncing from this town. This place is fucked. Like, there's no way. But he then stumbles, falls down, drops his sword and his, or the spear and the shield, gets his booties wet, which he gets super upset about because now they're fucking ruined. This year's fashion's gone out the window. Then composes himself, says, "Oh, I don't see a dragon, but yet the water's still lighting on fire. So what am I gonna do? Go hopping over these stones. Yep, that's fine. That seems normal. Hop, skips. Whereas we see this, we see the dragon easily slide under the water. So because somehow that's gonna fucking you can't see water move. He's standing on this big rock, looking around like, oh, dragon must have run away. It scared him. Nope, dragon pops up behind him. Somehow makes absolutely no fucking noise. He doesn't see any movement behind him. Doesn't sense a movement of this giant dragon
doesn't
behind
feel
him.
Breathing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then turns around and doesn't lunge at the dragon with said spear. Doesn't do anything. Stands there in awe. Oh, it's just a big fucking
basically
dragon.
Basically pees himself.
Yep. Just urinates. And then so the dragon blows fire. He blocks it with this now shield that fucking beer gogger girl made. We skipped over that. She made a shield, by the way. At a point where they mushed
which
their faces.
Which works awesome for being dragon scales put together
with twine. Or something, because who knows.
That's
how she
really
got
good twine.
Yeah, she is a blacksmith's daughter, so that makes this perfect sense. So he takes the testicle scale shield, blocks the fire, runs like a bitch now. The dragon's like, oh, he's like, nope, this dragon's fucking hardcore. I'm leaving. Goes over, again falls right in the same area where he killed all the Muppet dragons, which we assume are the kids. Instead of like picking up the sword and the spear and shield and running, goes, ha ha, I got an idea. I'm gonna pose the shield like it's blocking me. I'm gonna hide up here in this hole that just magically appears above. I'm gonna wait for the dragon to come in, super pissed that the Muppet dragons are dead. Right, charges in, but yet stops right when he gets to the opening, just so Peter Nichol can drop down, not with the spear, on top, waves the spear around, then stabs it once in the back of the neck, gets thrown off, shoves it in its gullet. Dragon's all super pissed, breaks the spear off, and the spear's still stuck in his fucking
gut. The dragon goes to pull the spear out. And this dragon claws grabs what's left of the spear and pulls it out of his fucking
neck. He breaks it off.
Yeah.
No, but after that broken piece is still sticking reaches for it. And
no, it's chilling in there for a while.
No, but he tried to pull it out.
Yeah.
Like,
grabs
it.
Yeah.
Like,
but his little dragon fingers couldn't wrap around.
Yeah.
Part T-Rex couldn't even get a hold of it.
No opposable thumb.
Yeah, no opposable
thumb.
Yeah. It was a monkey.
Evolution.
Yep.
God, there was 20 more minutes left in this movie at this point.
So then,
it's hard to even listen to
we
you.
We really need to speed up this explanation.
We're getting to Chew Wizard. So then they run off. Beer Goggle Girl shows up. He's now all burnt up. The shield is out there. The broken spear is out there. He's all knocked out. She somehow drags him, the shield, and the broken spear handle back to the village. Nurses him back to health. The dad's like, oh, looking at the broken spear, like, what am I going to do? What are we going to do? How are you going to beat him? And then he gets this fucking epiphany somehow of like, oh, wait, I have this old dude's dust in this bag. My amulet's yelling at me like, hey, do something with this with fucking Chia Wizard, right? Oh, I got an idea. Runs all the way fucking back to the dragon's lair, to the fiery water, throws Captain fucking Fire Retardant's ashes all over the water. It sprinkles down like Tinkerbell shit fucking farted, puts out the fire, then a green glow comes out of the water, fire erupts, this dude fucking Jedi ghosts the fuck out of the
full
fire.
Full-on Gandalf the White now.
He's Chia Wizard the White, comes out, got an all-new lid on, got like a big old thing, bedazzled.
Big old
fucking
staff.
Nuns. Yep, big old staff's back, perfectly okay. This dude couldn't walk to save his fucking life in the beginning of the movie.
Nope.
But nope. Now this dude's gliding on air. He's transporting through magical green fucking sparkles from one area to another. And then they have a brilliant idea, right? He says, hey, when the time comes, you'll know. Destroy the amulet. And he goes, okay. For whatever fucking reason. Then Chia Wizard the White climbs this fucking hill out of nowhere. It is just a hill. Just climbs it. Is taunting the fucking dragon with calling a storm. The dragon's like, fuck you, I'm the one that controls storms. He starts flying at him. One point hits him, cuts his chest. He's like, oh. And then Beer Goggle Lake Girl's like, hey, destroy. He said destroy. He's like, nah, I'll know. He said I'll know when. And then so he's fighting with this fucking dragon. She's like, come on. She grabs rock. She's gonna, because she just pulls the fucking amulet right off his neck. No effort.
Again.
Yep. Just whoop, right off. Like,
really bad necklace.
Like, not even a slip knot. Just don't think it was tied. I think they laid the fucking band over each other.
Held together with magnets.
Yeah, literally. Magic. So then she's getting ready to fucking just squash the shit of this glowing stone, right? He's like, no, grabs this rock out of her. They're fighting. Somehow, even though they're right in front of it, it ends up like 6 feet away. He goes, oh, you know, I'll know when to do it. Takes the rock from her. The wizard goes, oh, here he comes. The dragon comes, scoops this chi wizard, the white, right off the fucking hill, right? He's clutching his hands, and I'm thinking, what the fuck? Is he a goddamn... Is he a chi wizard bomb? Like, really? This is the fucking plan? The dragon's like, I've won. I'm going to fly off into the distance with chi wizard. And they're like, now as the amulet starts to glow more, he smashes it with this fucking rock.
He thinks about picking it up first.
He does pick it up. He looks at it and goes, oh, and sets it and smashes it. Then fucking kaboom, which the explosion barely takes out the claw, but somehow lights this fucking dragon fire.
It's funny because the first explosion is the wizard.
Yep.
And then there's a second explosion that is the dragon.
Yeah, of course.
So,
yeah.
Of course, you know, dragon being filled with gasoline.
There was a second wizard on the grassy knoll.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Yep. So then he's crashing down to earth in this lake, which, by the way, I'll get to in a minute, makes no fucking sense. In the middle of this big outcrop of mountains, just crashes into this lake. The next thing it cuts to is all the villagers, the 15 of them, again, because the maidens don't show up the fuck up again at all, even though they show up for the lottery. Hey, I'm going to show up for the lottery. I'm going to get sacrificed, but I'm not going to show up for the rest of this fucking movie.
Nope.
So they show up. They're like, ah, the king shows up. And this is where Mike goes, I've seen this fucking part. Dude comes out with his pokey stick, says, ha ha. He lays his sword down. Then Swiss Miss Wizard guy goes, ha, our king, the dragon slayer, fucking fight. Yeah, they called someone the dragon slayer. Finally, the wrong fucking guy.
When you see the dragon fall into the lake.
Yeah.
Is he not completely submerged? You can't even see him.
So when you go back and look when the dragon hit, now no mountains, carcass is all fucking tore up, ribs are showing,
no
wings
water.
Are all broken, no water
nope.
at all. Dragon's all splayed open, everything just split open, the king just lays the sword down. Hey, I tricked the villagers into thinking I killed it, because they all watched me walk over it for the first time.
Yep.
And then, what do they show? Peter McNichol and fucking Beer Goggle are going, yeah, I guess he won, and just fucking bounce. Oh, and and they trot off, and like she
roll
goes,
credits.
I wish we had a horse. He goes, horse would be nice. Fucking horse shows up out of nowhere. He's like, then we're thinking to ourselves, oh, so Chi Wizard shows up as a horse now? He's fucking magical fire return fairy shit. Then he's a human fucking bomb, and now he's a fucking white horse. I wouldn't ride that horse. He's gonna blow up. You accidentally stumped that. Crush something
you
owned before.
You drop a rock, again, the horse blows
up.
Yeah,
fuck that.
You guys are gone.
And then Mike's favorite part happens. Yes. Credits.
Mike's favorite part.
Yeah, dude, I was so stoked.
Stood
I
up.
He
was applauding.
Yeah,
oh, it was fantastic.
Was
so all in
the
all,
best moment in a long time
yes.
that I've had.
So recap your thoughts. Our special guest Eric, what were your final thoughts on the movie?
Once again, it was good for its time, and I understand what you were saying. That again, when you're younger and you watch it was what we had. Didn't have the internet, didn't have a lot of other things, kind of what you were saying before, when you didn't have cable, you watched what was on, and it was good for its time. It has definitely passed, it's expired. Definitely expired, need to throw it away.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
So Mike says no, two thumbs down, if you had a 30, do that one too. Joseph?
I enjoyed it watching it this time, I'll probably never see it again.
Like, legit, didn't... like, I have fun... like watching crappy movies with you guys because we're making the jokes and everything. That still wasn't that. It wasn't that fun. Even being able to make fun of it with your best friends, still not fun to watch this movie. Like, it legit held up as a torture theater fucking movie, dude. Like, it was rough.
So you're saying it should be used as actual torture?
Yeah, dude. Like, waterboarding's out, right? We could just start playing that shit.
We use this, like, they're going to pop up on Netflix over in the desert overseas and start torturing people with Dragon Slayer. And they'll be like, can I have the waterboard, please?
Please waterboard me.
Waterboard me. Do the thing with the bamboo shoots on my fingernails. Anything. Oh. Turn this fucking movie off, because I will tell you everything. What do you want? You want to know where cave he's in? That one. Give me a map. I'll draw you
two
a fucking
over
map.
On the left.
You give me a Sharpie, a fucking red crayon, and a piece of paper, I'll draw a map right to him. Who do you want to know?
All
right,
so Cody, your final thoughts?
I remember liking it. I don't know why now, other than the fact that I was apparently stupid as a child.
You've been
and
Captain
like,
America.
Kids are dumb, though.
Yeah,
so,
kids are dumb. Like, sans the fact that it's 10 years prior to the shit bag we watched last time, this was pretty rough to watch. But Like, just to know, like, when I was a kid, I had such fond memories of this fucking movie. And now, just looking back, I'm like, what else did I like? Because I need to not watch those movies ever again.
Oh, we're going
to
keep going through Torture Theater, and we will weave them all out. We'll see what holds up.
Yeah, it's not fucking good, I'll tell you right now. So I guess that wraps it up. Before we do our outro, we'll do a little business. Michael, if you'd like to kick off our business talk real quick.
Yeah, so again, like you've been hearing at the last end of all of our podcasts, we are still working on this bad boy. We're getting it moving pretty good. But we need your support. So please continue to download. If you're on iTunes, subscribe. You'll get our episodes downloaded automatically when they become available, usually on a Friday morning. So like our Facebook. Come follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
And again, one of the big things we want to get some movement on, if you're on iTunes, which about 90% of our downloads are coming through iTunes, please, if you like it or if you have anything to say, go ahead and give us a rating and review us on there just so we can get some feedback, or just reach out through us on our Twitter or our emails or our Facebook page. So,
and let everyone know, as this goes up, it'll probably already happen. We are going to be posting the audio only on YouTube from now on.
Yeah, give you guys a quicker, easier way to check it out.
So you can stream it and check it out that too. But we do ask if you can download it from the site as well as from iTunes. If you can, give us reviews. Like the Facebook page. Send us requests. We will
do a Torture Theater if we start getting requests for stuff. And I'll even if it's something that I don't want to watch, like a Dragon Slayer movie, if we get enough requests for something that we think might...
Dawn of the Dragon Slayer?
Yeah, and if we get requests for something that I think might make an entertaining podcast, we will definitely, definitely take your suggestions on this one.
I don't think we'll ever do Torture Theater again then.
That wraps up this episode of Comes Naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest was...
Eric.
All right, guys. We will chat with you later.
Peace.
Bye.